Bonjour mes amis, c'est temps pour une autre édition de notre programme, La Tasse de Café, sur KVPI, le milieu de la semaine, c'est un grand mercredi matin, c'est la première journée, la nouvelle mois de décembre, December 1st, 2021, un grand mercredi matin, ça c'est Marc, et mon partenaire Charlie Manuel va être ici pour commencer à prendre votre téléphone calls ce matin sur le programme La Tasse de Café. Et on va avoir les spéciales visiteurs ce matin sur notre programme. Et on va introduire les visiteurs un petit brin plus tard. Le programme ce matin est présenté à vous comme un service par le Raiders Insulation Express, Blake's Pharmacy, Flattown Farm Supply and Hardware, Jimmy's Custom Mufflers, Roy Motors, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop, Lana Swallow Realtor, U Storage Self Storage, Sester Young's Furniture Appliance and Floor Covering, Jean-Marc Incorporated, Fontenot Physical Therapy, and Industrial Supply and Sports. Ça, c'est les sponsors qui font possible notre programme sur KVPI tous les mercredis matin. Et t'es invité pour écouter le programme. Sur les trois stations, sur KVPI, The Legend, 107.3 FM, 1050 AM. Aussi, tu peux écouter direct ici sur KVPI FM, 92.5, Classic Hits. Et si tu es loin d'ici, tu peux écouter sur notre website à kvpionline.com ou classichits925.com. Et aussi, tu peux download les free apps à l'App Store ou Google Play pour écouter sur votre smartphone. Et ça coûte rien. Absolutely free apps pour écouter La Tasse de Café et tous les autres bons programmes on fait tous les jours direct ici sur KVPI. Et on va être avec vous jusqu'à 9h ce matin pour accepter votre phone calls. Les lignes de téléphone est ouvertes à 337-363-2124, 337-363-2124 pour chanter avec Charlie et moi ce matin sur n'importe quel sujet. Et garde-donc, monsieur Charlie est là. Comment ça va, Charlie?
Ça va aller mieux d'un si bout de temps. Quand on va être capable de s'établir avec notre programme pour ce matin, à expecter des visiteurs, comme tu sors de mentionner. Et on va avoir plein la conversation, ça supposé, si vous êtes mis à peine.
That's it. It all depends on you. Et qui c'est notre mot du jour ce matin?
Oh, you want a mot du jour?
Yes, sir.
Let's see. Today is what, Wednesday?
Uh-huh.
And today we're going to use the mot du jour, cut. C-U-T.
Coupé.
Coupé, yeah. Now, down to a verbal to cut out. Taillé.
Taillé, I've heard that.
Yeah, to cut the pieces. Coupaillé.
That I have not heard.
Yeah.
Coupaillé.
Haché quelque chose. And yeah, cut the pieces.
Now,
to cut across.
Don't know.
Traverser.
I've heard that.
Couper en travers.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
We used it. A saying that's very common. Cut across shorty.
Cut across shorty?
Yeah, well, that's a common.
No, I've never heard that term.
You never heard that term before?
No, Mark, where you been?
That's an old thing.
Yeah, that's
maybe
before.
You're not old enough.
I guess I'm not old enough. I knew some shorties in my life, but I never heard that term.
Well, I know what. Let's see. How about a cut-over land? A tad depriché?
Never heard that.
How about a cutworm?
Don't know.
A rouleau? A rouleau.
That's a roll. A rouleau is a roll of something, like a roll of paper.
Well, it rolled in there, yeah, it'll be a roulé.
But this is a worm?
Yeah, a cutworm.
Oh, okay.
That comes out of the garden. If you'd grow a garden, you'd be familiar with the word cutworm.
I'm not a gardener.
They're an enemy to the garden. They like to play havoc with your plants.
But there's another word for worm, though.
Eh?
There's another word for worm.
Well, there's Different, well, they lash.
I've heard that.
As earthworms.
Yeah.
Well, that's over here, but anyhow.
The worms that you use to go fishing, that's what you call a lash?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lash. How about a cut rate?
Don't know.
And pretty bas. Mm-hmm. Or and pretty réduit. Mm-hmm. And, well, to cut loose. So lâcher. Mm-hmm. Sans détenue. Okay. I think we better just stop it right there.
Well, we're going to cut it off right there.
No,
right?
We're going to cut it up. To cut up. Raise hell.
How do you say it?
Eh?
How do you say it?
Faire les quatre cents coups.
Oh, I've heard that.
C'est ça, on va faire à ce matin.
Les 400 coups.
Si le monde nous appelle pas, on va faire les 400 coups.
Let's take a call, Charlie.
Eh, bonjour. Bonjour, qui tu parles?
Hey, c'est mon tour ce matin.
Mais ouais, t'es gonna élever les 400 coups?
Ouais, parce que les 400 coups. Tu parlais pour les tivades dans les jardinages et tout ça, les cutworms, whatever. I had a little parsley patch. That was very nice, and all of a sudden I could see the leaves had been eaten, so I checked around and had a bunch of the little caterpillars in there.
Uh-huh.
I had to take them out one by one and smash them.
Yeah.
I saved my parsley.
But you know what that was? That was your future butterfly.
That's what that was?
Me, yeah.
I'm sorry. They had to find some other place to eat.
You're not the only one that's done that, Floyd.
Oh, yeah, that's it. It's my turn to speak about my place of business, 700 South Chitanya Street in Ville Platte.
Yes, sir.
Your store at Mini Warehouse.
Yes, sir.
And the Mini Floyd's Record Shop.
Uh-huh.
We've been in the storage business probably the longest anybody else in town, over almost 35 years, and we offer climate control warehousing, and we have regular warehousing. So if you need some storage space, come by and check with our staff. We open 10 to 8 Monday. Monday through Friday, and we don't close for lunch. And we've got a wonderful staff that'll help you out and answer your questions. You can rent those warehouses 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, as much time as you need. And you can even pay for your rent by credit card if you want. That's another convenience that we offer. And don't forget, we have 24-hour surveillance of our entire premises. So when you come around, be sure to smile because you'll be on candid camera.
Uh-huh.
And we offer a lot of unique gifts for the holidays for those of you thinking about something to give to that special one or for yourself or whatever, a friend. Don't forget that music is an ideal gift that keeps on giving years and years and years and years. And we still have recorded music on CDs at Floyd's Record Shop in the lobby there at U Stewart Warehouse. So keep that in mind. We've got a great selection of Cajun and Zydeco and Swamp Pop and 50s rock and roll from the Fats Domino days and some country western stuff. And if we don't have it in stock, we can get it for you in a couple of days at no extra cost. So, and then we got some Floyd's Record Shop T-shirts again, the ones with the big wall that we had painted on the last place we have.
Uh-huh.
It was had the accordion and the fiddle and all that on it, and it's got Floyd's Record Shop and whatnot. And we got them in different colors and different sizes, so that's a nice gift, too. If you want to give to someone, especially if they want a gift from the Ville Platte area, that goes well with that. And so keep that in mind, too. And we have the famous Cajun Christmas cards. They come in beautiful sets, and most of them have Cajun recipes in them. And got books, and we got instruction books and whatnot. You learn to speak French, get the Cajun dictionary or the Cajun self-taught, and learn to play the accordion, learn to play the fiddle, all kinds of ideal gifts. So come by and visit us at 700 South Chitanya Street in Ville Platte. Phone number is 337-363-2177 or 363-2139. Uh-huh. But don't forget, 10 to 4, Monday. I said 8 before, but it's 10 to 4.
10 to 4.
Through Friday.
McFloyd, I've been paying attention. You just gave me an idea. I don't have the slightest idea what to buy my wife for Christmas. Maybe I need to go shopping over there.
That's a good idea, because we have something different, and something different for a lot of people. And one more thing I want to mention. We're now doing the transfers again. When you have your old VHS tapes and you want to put them on DVDs, we can do that for you.
Oh,
and talk to Brandy or Paula, and they'll talk, explain all that to you. You bring them in, and within a few days, we have the DVDs ready for you to play. And that's a nice gift to give to your family. You've had taken some family pictures over the years. Have them put on a DVD, because the tapes won't last too long, but the DVDs will last. So you can come by and get the information that you want there. Bring your VHS tapes, and we'll take care of it for you. And we have facilities, I think, for some other concepts, but the VHS tapes are the ones that we do the most of. But check with us if you have a special camera with a smaller tape. I think we may be able to accommodate that also. But you bring it by, and they'll tell you whether we can do that or not.
Now, Floyd, vous êtes moyen comme la fille à Jasmine, là. T'es bon à tout de même.
Comment tu crois, toi, hein?
Ah, je te dis, passe. Vous êtes sans réserve.
Exactement. Et tu comptes ce matin?
Mais allons attendre.
Il y a une famille qui est arrivée à sa malheureuse décision, là, pour les amis membres d'un nursing home.
Oh, Lord.
Et ça n'aimait pas faire ça, mais il n'y a pas moyen de faire autrement. Ça. Puis ils l'ont cherché, ils l'ont trouvé le meilleur, ça peut trouver pour l'argent que ça peut payer. Et ils l'ont emmené. Ça fait la première journée. Ils ont mis sa chambre, ils l'ont donné un bon bain le matin. Là, ils ont donné un bon déjeuner. Là, ils l'ont mis dans une chaise, collé dans une vitrière dehors. Elle peut voir dehors, elle peut voir les fleurs dehors, elle peut voir les oiseaux d'un arbre. Yeah. Passer son temps à guetter dehors.
Yeah.
Et ils l'ont appuyé, droit dans la chaise.
Uh-huh.
Et un bout de temps après ça, une des nurses qui a passé, elle s'est aperçue, la vieille, elle a permis à capoter son bord gauche. Ça fait, ça voulait pas qu'elle tombe la chaise, ça fait, ils ont mis un oreiller pour la dresser.
Oh.
Ça a été un bout de temps après, ils ont passé au corps, elle avait capoté sur l'autre bord.
Oh Lord.
Et ils ont mis un autre oreiller pour mettre sur l'autre bord.
Uh-huh.
Après, ça a été comme ça dans la journée, un jour comme ça. Mais au bout de la journée, les enfants sont venus pour causer avec maman, moi, comment sa première journée dans le nursing home avait été. Et ça dit, maman, dis-nous la vérité, on veut connaître, comment t'aimes ça ou pas. Ouais, elle a dit, tu connais, elle a dit, j'aime ma chambre, et elle a dit, ils m'ont donné un bon bain, et elle a dit, ils m'ont donné un bon déjeuner, et j'ai bien mangé, et là, ils m'ont emmené assis dans la chaise pour voir dehors.
Uh-huh.
C'était bien nice, comme ça. Et ça dit, les employés, a dit, ils sont bien nice, ils sont... Ça m'aide, j'ai le bouton pour presser, j'ai besoin de l'aide. Ouais, ça dit, maman, ça c'est une bonne chose. Ouais, mais il y a une chose, elle dit. Ça doit avoir une loi ici, tant que tu ne peux pas passer du gaz.
Oh, mon ami Floyd. Mais toi, t'es sans réserve ce matin, Floyd.
Ah, ben, c'est là la glissée.
Ben, mais ça, c'est bon. Ça,
OK.
C'est un bon commencement pour le mois de décembre.
Eh bien. Ça, c'est bien, c'est le 1er décembre. Santa Claus est en train d'arriver.
Yes, sir. Ça, it's coming soon.
Comment ça dit ça? C'est le premier jour du commencement de la finition de l'année.
Oh, ça, c'est une grande explication. I think I can handle that one. Later, boys.
Thank you, Floyd.
And one subject that you and I talked about earlier in the week, Charlie, about... the old, what is now Café La Salle,
uh-huh.
And we were asking people if they remembered a one-hour Photoshop.
Yeah.
There. I talked to Bobby Dardo. He doesn't remember one there, but he said the building next to the Bon Nouvelle at one time was a one-hour photo, and I wonder if anybody remembers that.
Uh-huh.
Where later on it became a beauty shop, it became a hair salon shop, but that building right next door to Bobby's Bon Nouvelle was Susie's one-hour photo, and he was wondering if anybody out there remembers.
I remember that.
It was Susie LaHaye who had a photo shop, a one-hour photo developing shop. Do you remember
that?
What year was that?
Oh, now you're going a little bit too far with my memory on this. But I do remember that place. And then they had different businesses around there, around Bobby's place of business.
Right.
They had that hardware place. I didn't know.
There was a Goodyear store, right?
Well, the Goodyear store was right next door where Perry Tire is now.
Right. It was what Mr. Winston Ardway had it there for a while.
Benny Dupre had that before.
So Benny had it originally, huh?
Benny had it, then Winston had it, and then it was Mr. Fontenot.
Earl.
Earl Fontenot had it, and then now Perry comes in.
Right, right.
Perry Tire.
So Benny had it originally. That was the
Benny
original?
Benny had it at one time, yes. Benny Dupre had it at one time, yes.
All right.
And Benny also had the pizza place across the street from there, from the tire place.
So he had a pizza place? That I don't remember.
Well, yeah, but then Mr. James Carroll LaFleur had.
Now, I remember Carroll's pizza place.
Well, that was the same thing.
Same thing?
Benny had operated that at one time, too.
Okay.
And, in fact, Benny and I had a discussion one time about pizzas. You know, we talk about pizza. We talk about our sponsor that on the program, the Pizza Shack.
Right.
And he said they used to exchange goodies when, in other words, if they run short on some of their stuff, they'd borrow from Benny, or Benny would borrow from them. So it's basically the same recipe as what.
Okay. Well, sounds good. So if you have some memories of that one-hour Photoshop or the old, what was it, Earl's or Manual Tire or Goodyear, whatever it was called back then, or or the pizza place, what was it called back then, Charlie?
Yeah.
What was it called?
The pizza.
Pizza something.
Yeah. I'm not going to go too far with it.
All right. Let's take a call, Charlie.
All right. And bonjour. Kitty Paul.
Hello? Yes, sir, Mr. Charlie.
Hey, bonjour. Comment ça va, Stephen?
Yes, sir. When Sears was in operation many years ago when I was a little kid, it was Nestor Rollins Bakery when I was a young kid. Were y'all talking about when Sears was Nestor?
Thank you.
Nestor, the newspaper there, Mr. The Bonne Nouvelle, that must have been before that, huh?
No, I don't remember Sears ever being next to the Bonne Nouvelle.
No, Sears was always next to the Riley's Bakery.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember it being by Riley's Bakery, yeah.
Yeah, on Corral.
Yeah, that's a different location we're talking about.
What y'all talking about?
We're talking about the Bonne Nouvelle place on Lincoln Road, Bobby.
Yeah, I know, I heard y'all say that.
I don't remember Sears ever being there.
Sears was by the old police station at the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I was a little kid, yeah.
But I don't think Sears was ever next door to Bobby's. I don't believe that.
Oh, okay. I guess I misunderstood you.
Yeah. Well, hey, whatever it is, we're gonna be easy to get along.
Now, I know Sears at one time was in that shopping center for a while.
Yes, sir. Yeah, they sold some washing machines and dryers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Catalog store.
It was a catalog store, yes,
yeah,
sir.
You could order all of your stuff and pick it up and have it delivered there. Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, yeah. Huh? That was Miss Rose and that bunch there, the nice ladies.
Uh-huh. Do they still have the one in Eunice?
I think so.
Well, I think they're still one of our advertisers on KVPI.
They are.
Yeah, that's the only one left?
In this area that I know of, yes.
Area?
Yeah. In the immediate area.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey, y'all, have a nice day.
And you too. You behave now.
Oh, I'm always behaving.
Okay. Thank you, Stephen.
I want to tell all y'all to have a good day, the whole station, all y'all at the radio station.
Okay. Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Stephen. And you got your coffee.
Oh, boy. I tell you what. Carly's on the ball. And let's see.
Le café est bon, Charlie.
Ho, ho. C'est meilleur que un croncio.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to hear a message now for Blake's Pharmacy.
The next time your physician orders a prescription for you or a member of your family, be sure to take that prescription with full confidence to the medical professionals that care about your health. Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatanya and Villeplatte. Come in and visit with new owner Ivan Landry. He's looking forward to meeting with all of you. You'll still enjoy the same friendly staff ready to help you. The registered pharmacists at Blake's Pharmacy are ready to work with your physician to get you well. Remember, your health is their first concern. They offer you an expanded gift department. Coming soon, a drive-through window service. Blake's Southside Pharmacy is open 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and they offer a free delivery of your medicine to your home or office. Phone 363-7497. That's Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatanya in Villeplatte.
And for Mr. Ivan and the whole crew, they'd like to wish all of you a happy holiday season and thank you for your business. And Charlie, on a non message, and I called.
Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles?
Bon matin, Charlie.
Bonjour à vous.
Hey, pizza. He was a pizza king on Lincoln Road.
Pizza King, that's the name.
Pizza
yeah.
King, yes.
Benny Dupre had that.
Yes, Mr. Dupre.
Yeah.
That was some good pizza, too. Very good.
Well, he had basically the same formula as Pizza Hut, Pizza Shack, but
it was as good, it was just as good or better than Pizza Hut. So I don't know if he had the same formula, not Charlie, but
it was good.
He had it going.
It was good.
C'est bien bon.
Well, he had the Pizza Shack formula, so it had to be good.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. C'est bon.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I thought about that when you mentioned that they had a pizza. I don't know if that's the first pizza we had, but it was a good one.
Well, Carol LaFleur had opened it up originally, I think.
I think so. Yeah. John, I think you're right.
Yeah.
But when he took over, he made a good business out of it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if people knew him better or he changed the formula or kitchores. He did something.
But yeah. He had a good location. It was right across from the ball field, so the kids, when they'd play ball, they'd go...
In summertime, man, cool. Right. You had to stand in line to get in there.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, that place was so good and so popular, it cost me plenty of money in the baseball season.
Yeah, not just you, Charlie.
Yeah, but I know it cost me. That's what I'm saying. I know I'm familiar with that place.
Because I had a girl... One of your age girls too, you know,
uh-huh.
And they played ball. And they said, look, sometime I got stuck with the whole ball club.
Say win or lose, they would always go to the Pizza King.
Yeah, Pizza King.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, y'all have a good day.
Massey Hale, appreciate it.
All right, Mr. Hill, do you remember a fried chicken place around Lincoln? It was run by Mr. Glenn. Is it Glenn Miller, maybe?
Glenn Miller, yeah.
Where was it located, Charlie? I'm trying to remember, but he had a really good fried chicken place there somewhere on Lincoln, and I don't remember exactly where it was located.
You're trying my brain.
Am too, and I can't.
But I'll tell you what. In the meantime, when you pose that question, maybe someone will let us know. Let me talk about Roy Motors in Opelousas.
All right.
You know, Roy Motors of Opelousas is your. Your official Chevrolet dealership for this area. And they're proud to be able to continue helping us to keep that French culture and the language alive. And they're proud to be one of your sponsors here. And they want you to come by and visit with them. Robert and his staff work hard to earn your business by offering high-quality service. You don't hear that very often. But that's also that they have the fair no-pressure deals in both their new and used service car department. Now, the customers get genuine and honest help from the folks in the service department as well and the collision center. You can call them at 337-942-9701. That's 942-9701. Or you can call 800-960-9701. 6537. And that is Roy Motors. They're located on North Main, 929 North Main, across the street from the big St. Landry Catholic Church. call them or go by and see them. And I'll tell you what, you can go online and you can start the process with them. And they'll start fixing up the paperwork. By the time you get there, they'll be, say, just sign here, please. That's going to be that simple.
Wow.
And I believe one thing, they're there, they want to be of your help. And that's the Roy Motors Chevrolet dealership in Opelousas. That's where their friends and everybody meets.
All right, Charlie, on I not call.
Hey, bonjour, Kitty Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Brad.
Hey, Brad, comment ça va?
I'm going to take the bite this morning. I'm going to get yourself to the, I decided to call.
Uh-huh. Well, we found.
Hey, listen.
Okay.
Chicken Glen, Glen Fried Chicken.
Chicken Glen, yeah, I remember that.
That's the place where that they said they had a one-hour photo developed.
Uh-huh.
But now it's where that hair place is. That's where Glen opened his first restaurant.
Next to the Bon Nouvelle, where Bobby's office is.
Yeah.
Right, that building there, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the original.
They had the gap between that and the Goodyear place.
Uh-huh,
Goodyear
right.
place was, Weston Ardwine had the dealership, or whatever you call that.
Yeah, at that time, yeah.
It was for Eddie Manningham out of Eunice.
Uh-huh.
And then Weston bought it, or whatever, mm-hmm. then he sold it to Earl. And then the parrot from Whiteville bought it now.
All right.
And let me see if remind somebody if they want to talk about that. You asked him about Pizza King?
Yeah.
Hernia made it into a pizza place.
Yeah.
Okay. Look how the building's made today. I'm sure it's still the same, even though I don't see it.
Yeah.
Look how the windows are made and stuff.
Yeah.
So what it was originally?
A men's clothing store.
Men's clothing store.
Yes, sir.
Kenneth Swallow had opened that men's store right there. It was a men's clothing store. That's why it's designed like it is.
What was it called?
Oh, I don't remember that. Do you, Brad?
I don't remember that. Neither, Mark. You caught me. I was thinking about it before I called. I said, they're going to ask me who it is.
The name of the store.
It was Kenneth Swallow. I knew it was Kenneth Swallow that had it.
But somebody's going to bail us out, Brad.
We sold it to Hernia.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if Kenneth hadn't transferred from Main Street, where Fancy Pants used to be close to where the Karen Share place is somewhere.
Yeah,
Andrews used to have a place right there. John Andrews' boy. There. What was his name?
Glenn?
Fred.
Fred Andrews.
Fred Andrews. He had Fancy Pants over there on Thing. And then I don't know if Kenneth bought from him and then moved to Lincoln Road. But, just to say,
You're lighting the candle. Somebody's going to help us out.
I hope so, because if David's feeling good enough, he feels like getting it. David's very good about the historics and stuff, and he can remind y'all.
Well, that's good.
Down the line, you know, and then the last thing on the other side of Bobby's was the Radio Shack thing.
That's
one of Bobby's buildings, I'm sure, but that was the last thing next to the other side of Bobby's was a Radio Shack.
I remember Jody A. had it for a while, and then he had an electronic place.
After
and then
that,
And then he had a Radio Shack place, but who had it before Jody?
Clyde bought it. When Clyde Johnson bought it, then he turned it into a dealership, a Radio Shack, but it was... Then they started doing all kind of different electronical stuff.
Satellite dishes and stuff, yeah.
And then when Chicken Glen closed the chicken place, that's when they opened the Dying Depot, which was across from the Franklin's Kiss Station y'all talked about the other day.
Uh-huh.
That's what they called the Dining Depot. That's the one they eventually moved to Chico.
Yeah, the building's still there.
In Chico over there, yeah, just past Tom's, yeah.
Right. And it was Clyde LaFleur that had that, huh?
Clyde and his cousin, Clyde and Chicken Glen had opened it.
Yeah.
They moved it, they got that building and they redid it right there. But it never really got caught on good right there. I don't understand. When Clyde had the store, you know, across the street. But okay, y'all remember all that. So y'all just want, you know.
But Brad, can I ask you this? Wasn't there another place of fried chicken place named Danny's Fried Chicken?
Oh, Danny's Fried Chicken. That's close to where it's either, I don't believe it's where Health Works is at. I think it's more where Larry Laughter's got that money mark.
Yeah, right there. And then Smoke D or whatever it is, Big D's.
Behind Old Circle K, that Leroy had bought, Leroy's grocery, he sold it to Big D.
Yeah, right.
It's almost right there, but yeah, Danny's Fried Chicken there. That was the first one, I believe, we had in town for years.
Right.
And it was some good chicken.
Suki must be hunting, because if you want, they want to answer Stephen's question about Sears.
Uh-huh.
They had a store next to where the Bell's office is.
Right.
But it's across from the food station. But then also when they left that, remember they were in that building after Corey's Furniture. Before Dodge and Lance went across to open his clothing store.
Uh-huh.
Sears was right there because that warehouse in the back, that's where they...
Right, I remember
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Do the repairs for Sears.
I remember that.
So there's
that.
Been a lot of change of faces over the years.
So, yeah, no doubt. And Elton's wife would run the front and, for years. But Suki worked with those people. If he ever calls, he'll tell you.
He's listening. Don't worry.
I could bounce around all over town. The ones I remember.
Yeah, well, that's good.
I wanted to talk about them, so I called.
Yeah, but you filled in a lot of blanks for us this morning, Brad. Merci beaucoup.
I just want the people didn't realize that been the Pizza King all them times. When you look at the front of the building, it wasn't built as a rest.
No.
It was built for the clothing store. Because he put his mannequins and stuff in the windows for displays, you know. But that's when Kenneth had it for a men's store.
Well, wasn't...
I don't remember the name, Marlon. Let me hang up. Maybe somebody will tell you before 9 o'clock.
Well, thank you, Brad. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Brad. Yeah. Let's take a break, Charlie. Let's hear a message from you.
Well, I'll tell you what. We keep talking about different places there, different places here, there, everywhere. There's one place of business that has never changed, and that's the Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop. Gervis O'Connor has been in the business forever. He is an old pro at it. And I'll tell you one thing. If he gets hold of that old recliner or that old sofa, that piece of furniture that's looked used and abused, let it be. Bring it to Gervis, and when you get it back, you won't believe your eyes. Because I'll tell you what, Gervis does a professional job. The man will not give it back to you until he is satisfied with the way it looks and the way it should be. Don't take my word for it, though. Go and find out why so many people are depending on Gervis O'Connor to do the upholstery work and save you buku money. And that's one thing he can tell you, that he's able to do your boat seats, your lawnmower, riding mower, lawnmower seats, and all of this stuff over here. So he can tell you one thing. He will do the work, and you will come out satisfied. And that happens to be Gervis O'Connor. And his location is at 614 East LaSalle Street. And his phone number, in case you need to call him, is 363-7011.
Okay.
363-7011. And Mark?
Before we do that, Charlie, let's hear an important message, and then we'll introduce our visitors.
All right.
Here's a special reminder to those of you looking to buy or sell real estate. Be sure to call the realtor who can help you with all of your real estate needs, Lana Swallow & Associates. Lana and her team of 8 agents service all of the Acadiana area, and they're ready to help you find that dream home or sell your property. Lana Swallow & Associates is a full-service real estate team of professional realtors, and they pride themselves on 100% customer satisfaction. Lana Swallow & Associates sold over $17 million of real estate in 2020. Lana Swallow & Associates operates the first mega agent office in her market. Remember, help with your real estate needs is just a phone call away. Call 337-418-9700. The office is located at 516 Cresswell Lane in Opelousas, or visit them on the web at acadianahomeexpert.com.
Three, six, three, 2-1-2-4. We got our special visitors right here. And Charlie, you want to get Miss Wanda to introduce our two visitors?
Well, of course I will. And I'll tell you what, she's going to have her private microphone today. She's moving up in this world.
All right.
Yeah, right.
Bonjour. How you doing, Miss Wanda?
Oh, c'est bon. J'ai deux de mes amis de la France qui ici.
Uh-huh.
And c'est Nadine.
Nadine.
Et l'autre, c'est Bernadette.
Bernadette.
Comme la chanson Bernadette est trop canard. Oui.
Vous avez passé un bon temps?
Oui. Très bon temps. Oui, nous avons passé du bon temps ici. Nous sommes très heureux d'avoir été invités par votre radio.
Uh-huh.
Nous sommes les parents de professeurs de l'Elementary School pour l'immersion en français.
Right.
Nous sommes là depuis presque un mois et nous sommes ravis de retrouver nos enfants après 15 mois de séparation à cause du Covid. Mm-hmm. Les frontières étaient fermées entre la France et les États-Unis. Notre petit-fils de 4 ans est à la Head Start et notre autre petit-fils de 8 ans est à l'Elementary School en second grade. Nous avons visité l'école et nous avons été très bien accueillis et remercions Madame Treuil, Madame Brandy et Monsieur Treuil, Madame Brandy et les enfants qui nous ont fait un mot de bienvenue avec un dessin. Nous remercions aussi Vanda pour sa gentillesse, sa bienveillance et sa disponibilité pour répondre à toutes les questions que l'on se pose. grâce à elle, nous avons participé à un voyage découverte de la paroisse Acadia sur une journée. Et nous, voilà, nous sommes très heureux d'être venus à votre radio.
Mais moi, ça, c'est quelqu'un qui a fait son homework.
Oh, ouais.
Elle a fait son homework, elle s'est préparée, elle a pénible, donné une bonne présentation. Là, elle a dit, ça n'est pas dit, mais je ne connais pas si Bernadette voudrait nous conter quelque chose.
On l'a fait ensemble. On a écrit ensemble ce texte.
Toi, ouais. T'as écrit, elle en a dit.
On a écrit toutes les deux.
Les deux écrit.
Voilà,
les deux,
on a écrit. Voilà.
Mais c'était pour les deux pâles. Un char pour la même.
Mais j'ai rien d'autre à ajouter parce qu'on est vraiment très heureuse d'être là, très heureuse de partager le quotidien de nos enfants et de vivre un petit peu ce qu'ils vivent ici. Uh-huh. Eux sont vraiment heureux de cette expérience et on est heureux pour eux. Les gens sont vraiment adorables.
Une question.
Oui.
Et c'est votre première visite à la Louisiane?
Pour moi, oui.
Oui, pour moi, c'est la première visite à la Louisiane, en Louisiane. Et j'étais auparavant, il y a très longtemps, venue en Floride, à côté.
Attends. Qui vous a croit de la Louisiane?
La Louisiane, je trouve que les gens sont très accueillants, souriants, et j'aime beaucoup la musique. Uh-huh. On est allé au Friends Lunch.
Et le manger.
Et la cuisine aussi. La nourriture cajun.
Votre meilleur repas était qui?
Le combo.
Le gombo.
Le gombo.
Ah, et comment about le boudin ou des gratons?
Ah oui, le boudin aussi.
Boudin.
En fait, tout ce auquel on a goûté, tous les mets étaient délicieux. Tous les repas qu'on a faits étaient délicieux.
Si vous autres, pour introduire un nouveau repas pour nous autres, qui sait, ça serait un repas de la France?
Ah, si on voulait vous donner un exemple de bon repas français.
If we went to France, you went to your home, what would you serve us?
un plat de patates au four. Vous avez
des patates.
Oui, des patates au four.
Des patates douces.
Oui, des patates douces ou des patates normales avec du gruyère, de la crème.
Tartiflette.
Uh-huh.
Une tartiflette. Tartiflette. C'est un plat avec des pommes de terre, ce que disait Nadine. Des petits lardons aussi, des oignons, et puis de la crème et du gruyère, en fait, ou parmesan.
Nous autres, on dit pommes de terre et ici, on dit des patates anglaises.
Nous, ce n'est pas des patates douces. Enfin...
c'est des patates anglaises.
Ah, patates anglaises.
C'est pas la même chose avec les patates douces.
D'accord.
Les pommes de terre et les pommes anglaises, c'est tous les mêmes.
C'est pareil.
C'est pareil.
D'accord.
Deux différentes manières à les appeler.
D'accord.
Can you eat gumbo in France? Do they serve gumbo?
No gumbo at all.
We haven't gumbo in France. Are you gonna bring that recipe home with you?
On n'a pas tout compris.
I bring back gumbo all prepared
You're smart with that.
Now, Miss Wanda, explain to us again. These two ladies are visiting here because they're the parents of immersion teachers here.
Right.
Okay. So who are they parents of?
Okay, Nadine is the parent of Camille, the kindergarten teacher.
Okay.
And Mamou Elementary.
At Mamou Elementary. Right. And Bernadette is Vincent's mom, and he's the fourth grade teacher.
Okay. At Mamou.
That's the couple. They were here last year.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And we took them, I don't know if you understood, but we took them a tourism trip.
Uh-huh.
And I was the only one from Evangeline Parish going, so mm-hmm. I asked.
That's the one from Acadia Parish?
Yeah.
The one you called us about?
Yeah, I called when I was there.
Okay.
And I asked if I could bring them, and they said, sure. Antonio, you remember the husband that came? He came. And they took us on a bus, and it was a Raging Cajun bus. And when we were driving off, Vincent says, comment ça coûte? Mais je dis pas rien. Il dit, oh, c'est pas faisable. Je dis, only in America. Il dit, ouais. And they fed us boudin and blueberry biscuits and regular biscuits when we got there. Then we went to this other place that I think it was Estherwood. They took us all over. I was in C'est Bon was the name of the restaurant.
Uh-huh.
They had crawfish etouffee, fried fish, corn, and a roll. And then we had ice cream for dessert.
Oh.
And they wanted to pay. And I said, non, il dit, c'est pas croyable. Then we go to this other little store in, I don't even know where, it was called Mickey's. And they had two tables, and they had a piece of boudin, a piece of sausage, and some chicken cracklings. They said, pas d'autre manger.
C'est pour ça on est tout gras comme on est. On mange bien.
Et de trop.
On ne va pas parler de ça.
Et on ne connaissait pas la fête de Thanksgiving.
The Thanksgiving?
Oui, on ne connaissait pas la fête de Thanksgiving et on a vraiment apprécié cette journée de fête et d'amitié. Non, nous, on a Noël.
Yeah, vous n'avez pas de Thanksgiving Day là-bas?
Non, non, non.
Pas de journée comme ça, juste non. Dans l'Amérique.
Et on était vraiment heureuse de vivre et de partager... De partager cette fête grâce à Wanda. Oh. Merci Wanda.
Are you vous entêté pour Thanksgiving?
Are you vous entêté?
On a beaucoup aimé cette fête de Thanksgiving avec Wanda et dans sa famille. C'était très bien. Et nous, en France, on n'a pas cette fête. Voilà.
Ouais.
Ouais.
Je vais dire une chose, si vous êtes avec cette dame, ça, elle va vous montrer des places, et des bonnes places.
Oui.
Ce sera tout le temps des places avec du bon manger.
Oui, c'est ce qu'on a vu.
Miss Juan ne va pas vous donner quelque chose de pas bon. Ça, c'est pour sûr.
Have y'all visited Fred's Lounge?
Yes.
What did you think of it? What did you think of it?
We like the music and to dance.
Dis ça en français. Did you like it?
Oui, nous avons beaucoup aimé le Fred Lunch. Mm-hmm. Et nous avons aimé la musique et aussi la danse qui est différente de la France.
Uh-huh.
Voilà. Et on a aimé, on a apprécié ce moment.
Vraiment apprécié.
Vous avez ramené cette musique avec vous autres, back à la France?
Oui.
Oui.
Je pense que Miss Wanda vous a déjà dit qu'on a un de votre représentant de la France qui a couru le tournoi ici dans la Ville-Plate.
Ah. Ah.
Marie? Marie a couru le tournoi.
Et le
cheval. Ah oui, d'accord.
Ouais. Elle est venue se promener sur ce programme, ça ici, là, et elle a commencé à nous compter de back, you see, elle vient de la France, elle avait un cheval. Elle était capable de rider et tout ça. Et ça fait, on a donné la parole de si quelqu'un avait un cheval, elle aurait voulu essayer de qualifier pour le tournoi. Miss Wanda peut dire, elle a eu son rêve, t'es venu bien. Quelqu'un y a amené un cheval, elle a couru et elle a qualifié.
Ah, c'est bien.
Elle était un de 20 dans les cavaliers qui t'avaient pris part dans le tournoi. Ça fait, on est beaucoup fiers.
Exactement.
Ah oui.
Et dans la passée, on avait eu un autre français, mais il vient de la Belgique. Lui, il avait couru le tournoi pour 2-3 ans avec nous autres ici, ça fait. On est fiers de le monde, la France et la Belgique, et tout ça, tu viens ici, on pourrait démontrer des coutumes de nous autres, on avait pratiqué.
C'est formidable. Oui, c'est bien. Formidable.
Okay, all right. Charlie, let's take a break, and all then right. We'll pick up some phone calls. So let's hear a message from you, and we'll talk more with our visitors.
Take a breath. Right now, Flat Time Phone Supply and Hardware. The owners are Ryan and Jamie Vindreen. They're located at 1209 West Main, and they want to welcome you to stop for all of your hardware needs. Flat Time Phone Supply and Hardware. They handle all the general hardware, the tools, the fasteners, the plumbing. You can lower the temperature, but it'd be okay. Over here. But they want to tell you this, that they are ready, willing, and able to serve you when it comes down to your hardware and general hardware needs. Then they have concrete steps, hydraulics, and they do all your fencing needs, too. Now, they specialize in the grain bin sales, service, and parts. And they carry the Vermeer hay equipment and parts. Come by and visit with Ryan and Jamie and the regular staff and check out their inventory and their equipment. Their phone number is 363-5528. That's Flat Tom Farm Supply and Hardware. Come and visit with them.
Okay, Charlie, let's pick up some calls right now.
All right, and bonjour, qui tu parles?
Bonjour, it's Camille.
Hey, Camille, comment ça va?
Ça va, bonjour. Your visitors?
Yeah.
Miss Wanda?
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about the food and all, but I have a question that I want to ask on TOS because maybe somebody's going to be able to answer it. There must be a new restaurant or foodery on Railroad and Boulevard where Ruby's used to have her fried chicken.
Yes. Well, they advertised with us a few weeks back.
I saw how many cars there were. What is it, Mark? Do y'all know what is it?
It is a restaurant, but I don't remember the name of it or anything. But I do remember that that we did some advertising for them.
Yeah.
Okay. They're back open.
Yeah, I'd like to know. It's a nice place. They have a great sign. It's like the best food in heaven or something like that.
Woohoo!
There's a lot of cars. You're talking about food. It's another place, but. It's nice to have more opening for us, but I'm just wondering who has it and what's the name of it if somebody wants to call in.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
Point well taken, and we'll wait for the answer.
Bien, merci, Miss Camille.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank
Another
you.
Another call, Charlie.
Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles?
John Vidrine.
Hey, Monsieur Souki. Comment ça va?
I'm waiting for the bank to open.
Well, you got a ton of money that you're going to deposit?
No, I gotta go get some money.
You're gonna borrow some money from them, huh?
If they loan it to me.
Oh, they will. They will. No problem about that. And just tell them that Mark sent you.
Oh, thanks a lot.
All right. Hey, listen. I stand corrected, but it looks like that clothing store that Kenneth had, Pizza Shack was that?
Yeah.
I want to say, but I stand corrected. His clothing store was called Brothers. But I stand corrected on that now.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why that's coming in my head, but...
It's possible. I don't remember, so...
Yeah. Well, I remember your caller before said he used to have some mannequins up front and all that.
Oh, yeah. But you can tell...
When James Carroll leased that, I remember I went help him to rearrange everything in that building and everything when he was getting ready to open,
uh-huh.
or when he started renovating that place to open up the pizza place. I went help him when he did that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's when you were a handyman.
Yeah, I put a cooler, too, in the back guy for him to put... supplies and stuff in there.
Yeah. Well, good.
Anyway, tell those people from French and Wanda I said hi.
But they're here and they're listening to you.
Hello, Super.
All right. Well, I hope you all have a good time, a good day.
Uh-huh.
Bonjour.
They're listening to you.
Bonjour.
Hey,
vous avez vu, c'est Fred samedi?
Les deux femmes.
T'as-tu les a rejoints samedi, hein, Suki?
I'm not going to say nothing. I don't remember that.
you were having such a good time, you don't remember, huh?
Yeah, I'm going Saturday, though. Saturday is my birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
happy
John.
Happy birthday yes. to you.
I'm going
to
be 70 years old. I never thought I'd live this long.
Well, you're a young man,
yeah. You got another good 70 years left.
Shoot.
Young.
T'es un jeune homme encore.
Ask me about that when I wake up in the morning.
Uh-huh. Wait. Hey, Suki, look at it this way. Thank God you wake up every morning.
That's it, but I feel like somebody threw me out of a truck.
Whoa. I think you need somebody to reevaluate your sleep habits.
No, it's not sleep. It's just every bone in my body aches for about 10 minutes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You need to change your sleep habits.
Or get you a new mattress.
I think it's old Arthur that's after me.
Well, Arthur tends to visit everybody.
Oh, yes, sir.
And yeah, I hear you. Well, listen, y'all have a good day, and I'm going to talk to y'all later.
Merci beaucoup for the phone call.
Thank you, John. Another call, Charlie.
All right, et bonjour. Qui t'y parle?
Jamie Gildery.
Hey, Jamie, comment ça va?
Oh, ça va. Y'all were talking about lots of different things. The Radio Shack, the last person that had Radio Shack was Clifford Gildery Jr.
Uh-huh.
He was my first cousin.
Uh-huh. And it was...
Found and they had the Radio Shack, was the last ones to have it.
Where was it at?
Same place, next to Buster Bobby.
Next to Bonneville. Okay.
Right, on the opposite side.
Yeah, right. Jamie, you can say hello to our special guests here this morning.
Oh, who we got?
We got two young ladies from France visiting with us.
Oh.
Yeah. So you can tell them.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Uh-huh.
Bonjour.
You see, there you go. That's
there you go. It's been my French is rusty. I haven't practiced it in a while.
You see, he lives in Lexington, Kentucky.
Right. That in is, Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville, excuse me. He lives, and that's not close to here. That's way over there. It's not
16 hours.
It's not part of the Cajun country.
No, but it was founded by the French.
Yeah, but the French...
There's two places in the United States that was founded by the French and took a name. One of them's Louisville for King Louis, and King Louis for Louisiana.
Yep. So they're first cousins then.
Yeah, I guess so.
Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah, y'all will talk about Hot Dog Hut also.
Yeah.
That was there just before or just after KBPI when they moved into the location y'all are at now.
Uh-huh. So they had a hot dog place right here?
81.
Do you remember who had that one-hour Photoshop next door?
Yes, it didn't last long.
Who? What was it called and who ran it?
That I don't know. It's been too long.
Somebody said it was Susie Lahey.
No, this is the one next to Bobby's, but the one at the Hot Dog Hut where Cafe La Salle is what he's talking about.
Right. I don't remember.
I can't help you on that one.
Me either. It's been too long. In over 30 years, it's too long.
Oh, yeah. But never too long. But anyway, merci for the phone call, Jamie. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're quite welcome. You'll have a great, blessed day.
Thank you.
Let's take another break, Charlie. On va écouter notre message avec vous, and then we'll pick up some more calls.
Now, I want to tell you one thing. If you're looking for a good, clean, like-new car or truck or SUV, you're invited to come and visit with Mr. Jimmy Thomas at JT's Auto Sales and Jimmy's Custom Mufflers. Now, they're on 6th Street in Gramamu, your number one headquarters for custom mufflers in the KVPI listening area. They specialize in new exhaust systems. They're capable of doing state inspections. They can do car repairs, oil changes. They can do just about anything that you need with your vehicle. People from all over the area comes for their car repairs. And he's open for your business Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5:30, and on Saturdays from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Call Jimmy right now at 468-5422. 24. And tell them you heard that message on KVPI. And I'll tell you one thing. You're going to be very satisfied when you visit with Jimmy's Custom Mufflers and JT Auto Sales at 1225 6th Street in Mamou.
All right, Charlie, let's take a... We'll hear a message now for Atlanta Swallow Real Estate.
In times of turmoil and fear, let's remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible. Fear is useless. Just trust in me. That's the message of hope and comfort from physical therapist Tim Fontenot at Fontenot Physical Therapy at 433 Jack Miller Road in Ville Platte. Phone 363-0095. And physical therapist Susie Fontenot at Fontenot Physical Therapy West and the Vidrine Community Clinic at 4940 Vidrine Road. Call 506-3510.
All right, and Charlie, we have another caller on the line.
All right, et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Bonjour, bonjour, mes amis.
And Miss Penny from Montana. That is not, and that's not next door to Ville Platte either.
We're up by Canada, so I wanted to say bienvenue to our French visitors and say merci beaucoup for coming on La Tasse de Café, and that's the whole run of my French.
But I'll tell you what, they're putting some icing on our cake today by being here as our guests on the Tasse de Café. We appreciate that.
Oh, well, you know that Miss Wanda is giving them the nickel tour, right?
No, it's a two-bit tour this time.
Oh, excuse me. But, I do want to say that I know everyone appreciates the work that their children are doing for their French immersion program, and I hope they enjoy their visit.
Oh, I'm sure they have been, and they're going to be with us, and they were just saying until Saturday. So they're on the home stretch.
Miss Penny, they got to go to school and see the kids in their classrooms, so that was really cool for them also.
Special treat.
Oh, what fun. So did the children sing for them?
Ils ont chanté, les petits.
Ils ont chanté pour vous, hein?
Ouais. Yes. Very nice, she said.
Yeah. Mais ça, c'est bon. Well, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's kind of breaking up a little bit, but I don't want to keep anyone. Just wanted to say welcome, and I'm enjoying listening up here. It's a beautiful morning at Fort Penelope. It's 43 degrees.
43? Well, we're right behind you.
Yeah, we're at 46.
Your weather's catching up. Your weather's catching up with our weather here.
Our weather is crazy this year. It's not making any sense at all. So, but anyway, I'll get off the air. Au revoir, my friends. Thank you again for coming on the show.
Okay. Merci beaucoup à tous.
Merci beaucoup.
All right. Merci. Thank you, Miss Penny.
All right. Thank you very much, Miss Penny, pour ce message. And I wanted to ask our visitors, Charlie, what kind of weather, when you left France, how cold was it?
Comment frais c'était about home?
Quand vous êtes à quitter la France.
C'était frais?
Not too cold when we went, but now it's winter and there is snow.
There's snow?
In France.
Wow. Now, what part of France do you come from? North, south, east, or west?
We come from Lyon, in the center of the France.
The center?
Yes.
Dans le milieu de la France.
Oui.
Okay. Ça, c'est bon. Miss Wanda, t'as quelque chose tu peux dire?
Merci d'avoir eu des visiteurs et je me fais d'autres amis et ça veut que je vais à la France. Tu veux venir avec moi?
Mais il n'y a pas moyen de dire.
You do a remote from France?
Oh, yeah. You know, we had a discussion yesterday on the program. The French ambassador to Louisiana was in Lafayette yesterday. Mr. Etienne, Philippe Etienne.
Philippe Etienne, c'est un...
Yeah, go ahead.
Ouais, pardon.
qui Philippe Étienne est quelqu'un de connu.
Il était à Lafayette.
Oui.
Il était venu
à Lafayette. Non, il est venu. Il est ambassadeur
de la France.
D'accord.
Il est ici pour faire une promenade de 3 jours.
D'accord.
Okay.
Et hier, il était à Lafayette. Peut-être il était à Lafayette, pas dedans. Mais Lafayette, c'est plus dans le sud de nous autres. Mm. C'est du monde français là-bas aussi bien.
Mm-hmm.
Et on a eu dans les nouvelles, M. Philippe Étienne est un peu visité.
Il aurait dû venir ici.
Mais c'est ça, c'était
that's
la
what,
discussion.
That's what Floyd had suggested.
C'est ça, on avait monté dessus le bateau, on tapait essayé de pagailler, puis après voir si quelqu'un ne nous aurait pas appelé de là-bas pour nous quitter à connaître.
J'aurais connu, j'aurais essayé.
Mais un autre point, on va le quitter à connaître.
Mais je ne connais pas si ça va travailler, mais je vais essayer.
Mais ça,
je peux aller le chercher.
Il n'y a pas de mal.
Je peux aller le chercher.
Si il ne va pas charger rien pour l'emmener.
Taxi est gratuit. Gratuit, taxi.
All right. Mark, I need to talk about another place of business before we forget about what's going on.
Yes, sir.
Gilmore Arts Incorporated is the place that I want to talk about. And for those of you who like to enjoy that outdoors, you know, some of these bugs, they're starting to go back home where they belong. But anyway, when you're fixing it up and you want to enjoy your outdoors, call Gilmore Arts at 337-363-1205. That's 363-1205 or 800-256-1507. And he'll give you a free estimate on how you can go about getting that enclosed patio or a screened-in room or a screened porch, whatever you want to call it. Now, he can show you the examples, and then he can make the modifications on this of you. But then, too, if you need a new cover for that patio of yours, see David, and he's going to give you all of the information. Let David Gilmore explain how fast and easy and inexpensive it can be. He is a pro. They've been in the business since 1948, so they want to be of service to you. Visit them online at gilmore.com, or you can visit them in person. They're located on Vocational Drive in the Industrial Park. And as always, it's where comfort and technology come together.
Notre langage qui on parle ici, qui on dit les mots en français, c'est un tas différent que les mots qu'ils usent à la France. Are you having trouble understanding when we speak French? Can you understand it?
Tu comprends les mots on use?
Oui, on comprend, mais il y a quelques mots qui sont parfois différents.
Il faut être attentif. Concentré.
Voilà, concentré.
Quelqu'un m'a dit que notre français qu'on use, c'est un vieux français. Que les mondes usent des années passées.
C'est un petit peu vrai, oui. C'est un peu comme au Québec aussi, où ils parlent un peu le vieux français. C'est des mots qu'on utilisait, nous, avant.
Just like we use the word car, on dit un char aussi. Well,
and you don't say a char.
No.
What do you say, a voiture?
Une voiture.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. No. Yeah, une voiture.
Au début, on ne savait pas ce que c'était un char. On imaginait un char d'assaut.
Moi, j'étais dit ça ici dans ton passé. Notre français est mêlé avec l'anglais. On use des certaines paroles, c'est pas pareil comme les vôtres. Mais vous autres usez des paroles, nous autres, on n'est pas familier avec non plus.
Oui.
Mais on se comprend donc.
Mm-hmm. Oui,
tout à fait.
Oui.
Faut que je vous conte une petite histoire, ça c'est la vérité. And I'll say it in English to make it shorter on this. When I went to school in Lafayette, like I said, in Frenchtown, on the campus, there was this young man, he was from Paris. From France. And some of my good buddies, you know, from Cajuns from Ville Platte, they put a bet that I couldn't sit down and carry a conversation with that young man. So it's like me being a Cajun, put your money where your mouth is. So we met at this little restaurant and we sat down and we carried on a conversation that didn't quit. And my buddies were sitting in the next booth on this. They could not believe that we were having a conversation. Needless to say, I won the bet. But I'll tell you what. Every time I met him on campus, he refused to talk to me in English.
Okay.
En français.
Okay.
So, there you go. I made me an instant friend. And bon ami. But that's just to share what's going on here. So I'm a little familiar with some of the French.
And we got another call, Charlie.
Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles?
C'est Ray Dupuchin.
Hey, Ray.
Premier, je veux dire, bienvenue en tant que visiteur de la France. Pierre, nous avons été capable de nous visiter. Second, you were talking about the old hot dog hook. Back in the day in the 80s, that was not an airport, it was Bruce Pollard that opened that up. And the photo shop, I don't remember her last name, her first name was Angie.
Angie?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's the one that had that photo shop, and when she left there, she moved her equipment to her house and was still doing developing and that kind of thing there, but she's no longer doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Merci.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate the call, man.
All right, bud. See you
all
later.
All right. We got to take care of that phone. That phone is driving us nuts. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Sherry with Industrial Supply and Support, your True Value dealer. This month, we're feeling the spirit of the season and what that delicious sensation is all about. It's simple. But profound, the power and the joy of giving. At Industrial, we're ready to fill your Christmas stockings and whatever else you can find for your hunter or fisherman. We have a great selection of Browning and Cohort camo shirts, pants, and t-shirts. We also have a nice dress shirts from Drake and also caps and jackets. With the cold weather, we have underwear by Thermal. And we have Browning wool socks and gloves of all type. Come in and visit with us and look around. If you can't find the right gift, get a gift certificate. From the owners and staff, we wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's. And thank you for your shopping with us all year round. Always remember, behind every project is a true value. Merry Christmas, everyone, and may God bless America.
Bien, merci, Miss Sherry. Charlie, let's hear a message from you.
All right, then I want to talk about Raiders Insulation. And when we talk about Raiders Insulation, we talk about Mr. Winston LaFleur. At Raiders Insulation, he can help you to reduce your energy costs. And believe me, you can get all of the information that you want when you are going to talk to Winston LaFleur. We'll talk about that. But he can offer you commercial and residential insulation. He specializes in existing and new construction. He has the blown fiberglass and the cellulose for the attic and the walls, and the foam insulation for the reducing of the moisture underneath the floors for those that are up on piers. Now, Winston will be glad to give you the different options that are available when it comes to insulation. Give you free estimates, and financing is available. All you need to do is call Winston at 337-230-5811. Save money and energy. Call Winston LaFleur at Raiders Insulation.
Got another call, Charlie.
All right. Et bonjour. Qui tu parles?
C'est la fille de l'Anse Bleu. Bernadine.
Miss Bernadine, come on, is affaire ce matin?
I made it this morning, finally. All good.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you to remind our listeners about our class reunion today.
Yeah, you're doing a good job. Go ahead.
The class of 1959,
uh-huh.
Belle Platte High School, has a class reunion today at 11:30 at Fizzo's in Scott. And so we hope y'all can all join us.
And if we forgot to call then touch base, they're invited anyway.
I'm sorry?
I said if we forgot certain people that we skipped without meaning to, they're invited to come join us too.
Absolutely. And it's in Scott, right off of I-10 and the Scott exit. So it's easy to find.
And it'll be good
food. We're going to have a great turnout, hopefully.
Hey, for those of us that are left, thank God. So, Bernadine, Yes. I've been waiting for you. I hadn't forgotten about you, and I was fixing to do the honors, but you did it. You did it better than I did.
Oh, well, thank you. I hope you can come today.
Oh, I'm planning on it.
Okay, great. Well, look, we'll see you today then.
Oh, we'll be there with little bells on.
Okay, we all be careful.
Thank you, Bernadine, for the reminder for that class of 59. That's the Ville Platte High class of 59. Don't forget. Hey, that's at Fizzo's. We want to wait and see you there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
all
you.
All right, thank you very much.
We appreciate the call.
Yes, and we have one message left, Charlie.
I have a message from Sester Young's appliance. That's in Mamou. And I'll tell you one thing. Rob Duplessis has just taken in a good-sized inventory of merchandise, and he's anxious for you to come by and shop with him because he's got mattress sets and he's got some living room sets, appliances, and whatever you need, you can come by and visit with the man himself, the owner and the manager. That's Rob Duplessis. He's promising you a great deal when you come by and shop at Sester Young's Furniture, Appliance, and Floor Covering on 6th Street in Grand Mamou.
And on just about have all the time we have for today's program, we want to thank Miss Wander for inviting these two special ladies to being here with us this morning, Sulatas.
Hey, Mark, la raison qu'on fait notre appel tout à l'heure, c'est parce que Bernadette n'avait pas charré much, mais elle avait commencé à charrer avec Miss Wander de Chissala. C'est pour ça.
Okay.
C'est pour ça qu'on t'a fait rire de Chissala. C'était une farce pour nous autres.
Let's get...
Ça va pour te montrer de... Elle a pu se tenir de Chissala. Elle a pu quitter l'autre personne faire tout l'ouvrage.
Nadine. Let's hear from both of them one final time.
OK, Nadine. Les dernières paroles à t'apponiser à ce matin.
Merci pour nous avoir écoutés. Nous sommes très contents d'être venus ici et nous garderons un bon souvenir de la Louisiane et des Louisianais et Louisianaises. Voilà.
All right.
Et merci de nous avoir accueillis.
On va voir si Bernadette a quelque chose à dire.
J'ai vraiment la même chose à dire, c'est que dans notre cœur, on gardera toujours le magnifique sourire de Wanda, l'accueil très chaleureux de tous les gens qu'on a rencontrés, les mets délicieux, une gentillesse incroyable et un accueil qu'on n'a peut-être pas toujours en France.
En finissant le programme, je veux vous dire une chose. Vous êtes going back à la France this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Vous n'êtes pas excusé. Vous êtes pas nous appeler. On va être appelé vous expecter de nous appeler quelque temps.
Ah.
Vous êtes pas nous appeler de la France. Parce
okay.
On a du monde qui nous appelle de tout partout dans le pays.
D'accord.
Okay. Vous êtes pas nous appeler.
Vous êtes allé les numéros? Oui, bien sûr.
Et si vous n'êtes pas les numéros, si vous n'êtes pas les numéros, on peut les fournir les numéros.
Ah, non, c'est tout ça.
Ils ont tout ça, c'est
oui.
Tout pareil.
Oui.
Ça, c'est une promesse. On va expecter un phone call un de ces jours.
D'accord.
OK. All right. Et Miss Wanda, t'as quelque chose tu veux finir avec?
Thank you all again for letting us come. Merci pour nous avoir eu aujourd'hui.
Oh.
Et je voulais dire, Bernadine et Nadine, merci pour venir et enjoy ça.
Merci d'avoir été invité.
OK.
Ça a été notre plaisir de vous avoir. À ce matin. N'importe qui temps. Quand vous êtes venu back, vous pouvez venir nous visiter encore.
Alors, plaisir partagé.
Oui, comment on dit
Pleasure shared.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All right.
Plaisir partagé.
All right. Merci beaucoup.
Merci.
Mark, that's it.
That's all we got.
That's all the time we have for today's program, Charlie.
And the program was brought to you through the compliments of Fontenot Physical Therapy, Flat Town Farm Supply and Hardware, U Storage, Self Storage, Jemards Incorporated, Blake's Pharmacy, Jimmy's Custom Mufflers, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop, Lana Swallow Realtor, Industrial Supply and Sports, Sester Young's Appliance and Furniture, Roy Motors, and Raiders Insulation. Et jusqu'à demain matin, on va dire bonjour à tous. Et on est content d'avoir eu les visiteurs de la France. Merci et que le bon Dieu vous bénisse.
Thank you, Charlie. Bien merci. And thank you to our special visitors so much for making our morning so special. Sur la tasse de café. And stay tuned for classic country music on The Legend KVPI, 107.3 FM, 1050 AM. And stay tuned for DJ Deet and her great mix of holiday music and classic hits coming up in just the next few minutes right here on KVPI. Have a wonderful day.